the first station of the cross. Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Pilate said to him, Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you? Jesus answered, You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above.
Then said our good Lord Jesus Christ to me,
Are you well satisfied with my suffering for you?
And I said, Yes, good Lord, in your mercy. Yes, good Lord, may you be blessed for ever. Then said Jesus, our kind Lord,
If you are satisfied, I am satisfied. It is a joy, bliss, and endless delight to me that I suffered my passion for you. And if it were needful or possible that I should suffer more, I would suffer more. I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The second station of the cross. Jesus receives the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
So they took Jesus, and he went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha.
And I saw that the love which made him suffer passes as far all his pains as heaven is above the earth. For his passion was a noble, precious, and worshipful deed, done in time by the working of love. And that love was without beginning, is now, and shall be for ever.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The third station of the cross. Jesus falls for the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Although he was Son, he learned to obey through suffering, that being made perfect he might become the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
When Adam fell, God's Son fell, as God's Son chose not to be parted from Adam. For Adam signifies, to my understanding, every man. Adam fell from life to death, into the veil of this wretched world, and after that into hell. God's Son fell, with Adam, into the veil of the maiden's womb, who was the fairest daughter of Adam, and for this end, to excuse Adam from blame in heaven and on earth.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fourth station of the cross. Jesus is met by his Blessed Mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. My Son, have pity on me. I carried you 9 months in my womb, and nursed you for 3 years, and have reared you and brought you up. I beseech you, my child, look at the heavens and the earth, and see everything that is in them, and know that it was God who made them all, out of nothing. Accept death now, so that in God's mercy I may receive you back with your brothers.
Here I saw a part of the compassion of Our Lady Saint Mary, for Christ and she were so made in one love that the greatness of her loving was the cause of the greatness of her pain. In this I saw an example of natural love, strengthened by grace, that creatures have for him, which kind love was most fully and overpassingly shown in his sweet mother. For ever the higher, the mightier, the sweeter that love be, the more sorrow it is to the lover to see that body in pain that is loved. I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fifth station of the cross. Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And as they led him away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus.
And all his disciples and all his true lovers then suffered anguish more than in their own bodily dying. For I am sure by my own feelings that the least of them loved him so far above himself that it passes beyond the power of my telling. Here I saw a great oneness between Christ and us, to my understanding, for when he is in pain, we are in pain.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, and do with me as you will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The sixth station of the cross. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
He had no form or comeliness that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and neglected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces.
And I saw in the face of the crucifix that hung before me a part of his passion, and it made me think of the holy veil of Veronica, which is at Rome, which he portrayed with his own blessed face when he bore his hard passion. Of the brownness and blackness and ruefulness of this image, many have marvelled how it may be, since it portrayed it with his own blessed face, who is the fairness of heaven, and the flower of earth, and the fruit of the maiden's womb. But it was shown me that it was the image and likeness of our foul black deed's shame, in which our fair, bright, blessed Lord God was hid. Blessed be he.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, and do with me as you will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The seventh station of the cross. Jesus falls for the second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons of glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering.
And in this his woe, he suffered seven great pains. The first was the sore bruising he took in his falling, which was to him a pain proper to his human condition. The second was the heaviness of his body. The third was the feebleness following from these two. The fourth, that he was blinded in his reason and stunned in his mind, to such length that he had almost forgotten his own love. The fifth was that he might not rise. The sixth was most marvellous to me, that he lay all alone, and I saw none to help him. And the seventh was that the place where he lay was hard and grievous, and I marvelled how this servant might meekly suffer there all this woe.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The eighth station of the cross. The women of Jerusalem mourn for our Lord. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And there followed him a great multitude of the people, and of women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turned to them and said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children.
But specially and highly, and with full lovely manner of look, it was shown me that we shall meekly bear and suffer the penance that God himself gives us, with a mind to his blessed passion. For when we have a mind in his blessed passion, with pity and love, then we suffer with him, as did his friends who saw it. Flee we to our Lord, and we shall be comforted.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The ninth station of the cross. Jesus falls for the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
For we see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, crowned with the glory and honour because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for every man.
And I saw that it is right and fitting, by virtue of the Lord's greatness and his own worship, that his dear worthy servant, whom he loved so much, should be truly and blissfully rewarded, above all that he would have been if he had not fallen. Yes, and to such a length, that his falling and his woe shall be turned into high and overpassing worship and endless bliss.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The tenth station of the cross. Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross.
Our good Lord showed me in the Spirit a sight of his homely loving. I saw that he is to us everything that is good and comfortable to our help. He is our clothing that for love is wound round us and wraps us up and shrouds us and all encloses us and is twined about us for tender love, that he may never leave us. For as the body is clad in the flesh, and the flesh in the skin, and the bones in the flesh, and the heart in the whole, so are we clad and enclosed in the goodness of God. Yes, and he is yet more homely, for all these vanish and pass away, but the goodness of God is ever whole and more near to us, without any comparison.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The 11th station of the cross. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And when they came to the place which is called the skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
We pray to God by his holy flesh and by his precious blood, by his holy passion, his dear worthy death and worshipful wounds, for all the blessed kindness and endless life that we have is through all this. It is all the goodness of God. For the blessed wounds of our Saviour be open, and enjoy to heal us.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The 12th station of the cross. Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And Jesus said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And when they saw that Jesus was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. As it is written, They shall look on him whom they have pierced.
Then with a glad countenance, our Lord looked unto his side, and gazed there rejoicing. With his sweet looking, he led forth the understanding of me his creature, by the same wound to the side within. And there he showed a fair, delectable place, that is large enough for all mankind that shall be saved, to rest in peace and in love. And with that he brought to my mind his dear worthy blood and precious water, which he let pour out for love. And with a sweet beholding, he showed his blessed heart, cloven in two. And with this our good Lord said blissfully,
"See how much I love you."
As if he had said,
"My darling, behold and see your Lord, the God that made you, and your endless joy. For now I have died for you, and suffered all that can be possibly be suffered. All my bitter pain and hard travail are turned into endless bliss and joy for you and for me. See what satisfying bliss I have in your salvation, and for my love, rejoice with me."
I love you, Jesus,
my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The 13th station of the cross. Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Since, therefore, the children share in the same flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage.
And his body being slain and dead, he yielded his soul into the Father's hands, with all mankind for whom he was sent. At this point he began first to show his might, for he went into hell and there uprooted Adam from the bitter valley, and rightfully knit him to himself in high heaven. His body was in the grave until Easter morning, but from that time he was never more to be counted among the dead. For then was rightfully ended the struggling and the writhing, the groaning and the moaning, and our foul deadly flesh, which God's Son took on him, which was Adam's old serving robe, was by our Saviour made fair, new, white and bright, and of endless cleanness. Now the Son is seated, very God and man, in his city in rest and peace, which his Father had made over to him of his endless purpose. And the Father is in the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the Father and the Son. I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The 14th station of the cross. Jesus is placed in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
In this love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the expiation of our sins.
Would you learn your Lord's meaning in this thing? Learn it well. Love was his meaning. Who showed it to you? Love. What did he show you? Only love. And for what reason did he show you? For love. Hold on to this, and you will learn more of the same. But you will never, without end, learn in it any other meaning. So it was that I learned that love is our Lord's meaning. And I saw full surely in this, and in all that God created, in us and for us, that he loved us, and his love was never exhausted, nor ever shall be. And in this love he has done all his works. And in this love he has made all things to profit us. And in this love our life is everlasting. In our making we had a beginning, but the love in which we were created in him was from without beginning. And in all this we shall see God without end. May Jesus grant this by his grace. Amen.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love you always, then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.